going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Well, yesterday, Donald Trump absolutely rocked it. These are the kind of things we used to do in America. We used to call out the Soviet Union. We used to call out China for their human rights abuses. This is what Americans were expected to do. The world loved us. And Trump did it yesterday, and the media went wild. They don't want you to know about the murder, the genocide of white farmers. They want you to continue to pretend it's not going on. Trump wouldn't have that. Here he is. He's sitting next to the president of South Africa, who knows darn well this is going on. And he calls him out to his face.
You're taking people's land away from them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed. They're being executed. And they happen to be white. And most of them happen to be farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation. I don't know how you explain that.
He then said, no way. We would, are you kidding me? Well, that would never happen. And the mainstream media was all ready to eat it up when Trump started playing the video. My personal favorite part of it was the pictures of the cars. Going to see the thousands of graves of these contractors. You know what drives me nuts, though? It's like we don't have the internet or something. Folks, headline, okay? New York Times. Killing of white farmer becomes a flashpoint in South Africa. It's in their own archives. But do you know where I learned the preferred method of killing these farmers was with axes? Washington Post. The first place I happened to read it, I got interested in the subject, was horrified by it. So I've read in both the New York Times and Washington Post. I know it's in their archives. New York Times, from the archive, this article reports on a court hearing involving the two black suspects in the murder of a white farmer, which sparked protest from both white Afrikaners and black groups. Uses the terms white genocide. So Trump didn't coin that. New York Times used it 5 years before he did. And they're pretending they don't know. They're pretending they have no idea. What are we talking about? No clue. So confused. They know. They know. They know this is going on. Look, folks, this isn't even about race, okay? What this is, there has been a gentleman's agreement between the globalist neocons of the Republican Party, George Bush and everybody forward till Trump, and the Democrats. And it's this simple. It's, we'll let you import your cheap labor. We'll look the other way while you flood the market, particularly for professionals with B1 visas, so as to bust down the pay for everyone from tech workers to engineers, you know, white collar skilled labor. We'll let you do that. as long as you only import groups that vote in a majority Democrat. It's been the deal since Bush. And they see Trump doing this. It was only like 49 families, but they're literally terrified that that deal is over. And they're screaming and yelling and hoping Republicans will bail them out, so that we can continue importing only groups that vote Democrat heavily. For instance, those B visas, why do they come from India mainly? It's because Indians vote in the majority for Democrats. They are the only white collar group that the Democrats are going to let us import. That does not have anything to do with race. I'll tell you how I know that. Cubans are largely white. And do you remember what, and the Democrats have fought passionately for them to come here and stay here under Barack Obama. Do you remember what happened in 2016 after Donald Trump won the election? And they discovered part of the reason he won Florida was because of the votes of white Cubans. Do you remember what happened? Obama started deporting those who were on visas, couldn't vote yet. Deported them right out the door. But they were white. And the Democrats were fine with them staying as long as they voted Democrat. Again, this doesn't have anything to do with race. Democrats are using race as a proxy because when people say the word race, people get uncomfortable and they don't want to have the debate. No, this is about whether we're going to import voter groups that only vote Democrat, or we're going to begin to have a mix that better represents the ideology of America, which is center right. I wish it was right instead of center right, but I'll take center right. And whether it's okay to change that. It's not okay to change that. That's the fabric of America. That is the DNA of America. That's what this is about. Folks, they know this is a trial ballooned by Trump. They know there's 3.4 million he could take from South Africa. They know they will largely vote Republican. That is the culture and ethic of these people. They very much think like Elon Musk does. They're center right. They fit the fabric of the country. And they're terrified Trump might partially undo their voter drive at the border by bringing in people who will not vote for them. Oh, they're terrified of that because these people are going to make a beeline for red states. They're going to be gainfully employed. They're going to vote Republican. That's what this is about. And that's why they're denying the genocide that the New York Times was writing about as recently as 2020. It's in their own archives. This is just silly stuff.
But
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This is exactly how genocidal leaders of countries should be treated by the United States of America. We just haven't seen it since Reagan. It was awesome yesterday. It gave me chills. Here's Trump turning the tables on the South African president. No, we don't kill people for their race or any other reason. That is not acceptable in the modern world. More of this should go on. Here's Trump turning the tables.
I would say if there was Afrikaner farmer genocide, I can bet you these three gentlemen would not be here, including my Minister of Agriculture. He would not be with me. So it'll take him, President Trump, listening to their stories, to their perspective. That is the answer to your question.
But, Mr. President, I must say that we have... We have thousands of stories talking about it.
Sure.
And we have documentaries, we have news stories, and that is Natalie here, somebody here to turn that? I could show you a couple of things, and I would... It has to be responded to. Let me see the articles, please, if you would. And turn the lights down. Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you. Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do with or without you.
And it is the genocidal lunatic who he did run for president. He did not win, but his party has a fair amount of votes in the parliament and has been linked to multiple genocidal attacks on farmers. And he's screaming in front of a massive audience, shoot them, kill the Boers, burn them. It was beautiful. Evil should always be confronted that way. Well, NBC News didn't like that one iota. Second the lights came up, you could ask questions. NBC News reporter tried to divert and deflect. You got to understand, if you're not on X now, all this stuff gets streamed live on X. And whatever Trump is doing most of the time, if he's in public, he's speaking, he's doing something, it will stream right down the side. There'll be a live stream. You could click right on it, right? Plus, tons of accounts live stream all this stuff. So NBC News knows they got to divert attention from this. They got to shut this down because they've been lying to their sheeple for weeks about this. No. Even though the Washington Post, Associated Press, Reuters, Agency France, they've all reported extensively on the white genocide. By the way, 4,000 farmers and their families murdered since 1990, that we know of. We got to divert from this. We got to divert because their sheeple might see this. They can't have their sheeple seeing this. And so NBC News tries to change the subject to the jet that was recently gifted to Trump in the Middle East, and Trump righteously loses it.
You ought to get out of here. What does this have to do with the Qatari jet? We're talking about a lot of other things. It's NBC trying to get off the subject of what you just saw. You are a real, you're a terrible reporter. Number one, you don't have what it takes to be a reporter. You're not smart enough. But for you to go into a subject about a jet that was given to the United States Air Force, which is a very nice thing. They also gave $5.1 trillion worth of investment in addition to the jet.
Jet's old news. Why the panic? Headline. There are close to 70,000 South Africans who have expressed an interest in moving to the U.S. following Washington's offer to resettle people from the country's Afrikaner community. Oh, that's the panic right there. If Trump can't deport all of these people, he can start importing people who will dilute their votes legally, not illegal. I don't do anything illegal, legally, and completely justified because these people are absolutely at risk of genocide. Gets worse by the minute. By the way, the husband of somebody I know is from there, is born there, and they go there quite regularly. And I was talking to him last time after he came back, and he said, it is degenerating badly. Like, you got to live behind walls. You have to pay armed guards to protect your neighborhood. If you want to go, like, to the grocery store, you have to pay the guard guarding the parking lot, or your car won't be there when you get back. Take the wrong turn, go down the wrong street, you could die. So it's not just farmers and everybody else is cool and they're walking around. You have to know your way around. If you want a vacation there, you need a guide. And it wasn't that way just a few years ago. So it is literally, this is an absolute justifiable reason to bring people here. And they are terrified. You know why? There's 3.4 million of them. Trump brings them, you're starting to dilute the voter drive. So he's moving their voters out who came here illegally, who have criminal records, and bringing voters in that they don't want. That is what all of this is about. And that is why The New York Times is lying about what's in their archives. I'm looking at it right now. They actually used the term white genocide in 2020. Talked about the murder of whites, of Afrikaners in South Africa. They know they're full of it. This isn't about any of that. This is about, oh my gosh, what if Trump starts bringing people from Slovakia in here who love America? What if they all get off the plane waving the flag? What if they come from South Africa waving their flags? They're Christians. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? They'll vote Republican. This is what this is about, folks. This is what this is about. You know what it's ultimately about? It's about they know eventually they are going to get the presidency, the House and the Senate with enough votes to pull amnesty. And when they do, a lot of these red states, including this one, is either going to be blue or purple. And they do not want to move people in who would change that equation. I don't know why we can't just have an honest debate about that. I don't know why we can't just be honest about it. But it's a game that they play. Okay. Meanwhile, another judicial dictator overnight doing exactly what I told you was coming, saying that the Trump administration has criminally defied them. They are working up to having members of the Trump administration arrested. They can't get Trump because he's clearly got the executive immunity, according to the Supreme Court, but they can get Noam, they can get Homan. They would love to get Stephen Miller. They're going to try to put these people behind bars. Mark my words, it's coming. This judge just took another step closer. I'll explain coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.